Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for demystifying the journey of academic research and dissertations. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, a dedicated doctoral support company. Today, we're diving into a vital yet often challenging step in your PhD journey, refining your research topic for academic success. Imagine you're setting out on a journey. You have the enthusiasm, the resources, but if you don't know exactly where you're going, you might end up wandering aimlessly. That's exactly what happens when you embark on academic research without a clear, well-defined topic. A well-chosen research topic is like a guiding star for your dissertation. It keeps you focused, ensures your research is manageable, and ultimately contributes to the field of knowledge. It's not just about finding a topic. It's about finding the right one that resonates with your interests, aligns with your academic goals, and is feasible within the time and resources available to you. So, whether you're just starting out or you're in the midst of your PhD journey, today's episode is all about giving you practical, straightforward advice on how to refine your research topic for success. Let's get started. As we move into segment one, we're focusing on something crucial: understanding the importance of topic refinement. Why is refining your topic so important? Imagine you're a painter. You have a canvas, paints, and brushes, but if you don't know what you're going to paint, where do you start? It's the same with research. A well-refined topic is like having a clear picture in your mind before your brush hits the canvas. It guides every stroke, every color choice. Without it, you're just splashing paint around, hoping it turns into something meaningful. Let me share a story to illustrate this. Picture Emily, a dedicated PhD candidate passionate about history. She started with a broad topic, World War II, but it was too vast, like an ocean she couldn't hope to cross. She struggled, feeling more lost with each passing day. Then, a breakthrough happened. Emily narrowed her focus to the role of women in wartime factories. This wasn't just a minor tweak, it was a game changer. Her research took on new life, becoming more focused and insightful. Emily's journey teaches us an invaluable lesson. Refining your topic isn't limiting your scope, it's sharpening your focus. Remember, a well-refined topic isn't a straitjacket, it's a roadmap. It doesn't confine you. It frees you to explore the depths of a specific area. Think of it as zooming in with a camera. The closer you get, the clearer and more detailed the picture becomes. That's what we aim for in research. So, as we proceed, keep Emily's story in mind. Your research topic is your guiding star. It's what keeps you on track, prevents you from getting lost in the academic wilderness, and ensures that every step you take is a step in the right direction. Let's refine that topic and set the stage for a successful and impactful dissertation. We're now entering segment two, focusing on those first crucial steps in refining your research topic. Imagine you're in a field full of different flowers, each representing a broad area of interest. Your job is to find the one flower that stands out to you, the one that catches your eye more than any other. That's how you start. You might be drawn to a vast field like psychology, education, or environmental science. That's your broad area, your field of flowers. Now it's time to narrow it down. This is where you get to bring your personal passion into play. What specific aspect of that broad area really lights a fire in you? Is it child psychology, educational technology, or climate change? Your personal passion will guide you here. But remember, it's not just about what you love. It's also about what's relevant in academia today. What topics are scholars buzzing about? What areas are ripe for exploration and could benefit from your unique perspective? Here's a tip. Jot down everything that interests you. Then, look for intersections between your interests and current academic discussions. This crossroad is often where the most exciting research topics are found. Resource availability is another key factor. Think about what you have at your disposal. What kind of data can you access? Are there enough resources, both in terms of materials and funding, to support your research? These practical considerations can make or break your project. Once you have a potential topic in mind, it's time for some detective work, preliminary research. Dive into academic journals, scour the internet, and even engage in discussions with peers or mentors. You're looking for gaps in the existing research, areas that haven't been fully explored. These gaps are opportunities for your research to shine, to add something new and valuable to the field. But remember, this process is gradual. It's about slowly zooming in on that one flower in the field, the one that's just right for you. Take your time, explore your options, and let your curiosity guide you. With patience and persistence, you'll find a topic that's not only interesting and relevant, but also feasible and impactful. We're now starting on segment 3, where we tackle the art of crafting a research question. Crafting your research question is like finding the perfect key to unlock a treasure chest. It needs to be specific, clear, and researchable. This isn't just any question, it's the foundation upon which your entire dissertation will be built. A well-crafted question guides your research, keeps you focused, and ensures that your work is meaningful and relevant. Why is it so crucial to align your question with academic standards and relevance? Think of it like choosing the right ingredients for a recipe. Just as the right ingredients bring a dish to life, a well-aligned question brings vitality and significance to your research. It ensures that your work resonates with the academic community and contributes valuable insights to your field. Let's take an example to illustrate this. Consider a student fascinated by sustainable energy. Initially, his question was broad. What are the effects of renewable energy? It's a start, but it's like a wide net cast into an ocean. He needed to narrow it down, make it more precise. With some thought and guidance, he transformed it into, how does the adoption of solar energy impact rural communities in Southeast Asia? See the difference? This refined question is not just specific. It's a gateway to a focused and detailed study. This process, from a broad idea to a laser-focused question, is a journey in itself. Start with a general area of interest. Then ask yourself, what aspect of this area is both intriguing and underexplored? Gradually refine your scope. Is there a particular demographic or geographic region you're interested in? Are there recent developments or trends that pique your curiosity? Remember, your research question is a tool, not just a statement. It should open doors, guiding you to new avenues of inquiry and understanding. It should challenge you to think deeply, analyze critically, and explore areas that haven't been explored before. As you craft your question, keep it clear and concise. Avoid jargon and complex language. Your question should be understandable to both experts in your field and interested laypeople. This clarity will not only guide your research, but also communicate its significance to a broader audience. So, take your time with this process. Refine and reframe your question until it feels just right, specific enough to be manageable, yet broad enough to be significant. Let's turn your research question into a powerful beacon, guiding your academic journey to exciting and uncharted territories. All right, we're now stepping into segment 4, seeking feedback and validation. When you're refining your research topic, think of yourself as a gold miner sifting for nuggets. You need a team, mentors, peers, and academic advisors to help sift through your ideas. These folks are like your gold panning crew. They can spot the real gold in your ideas and help wash away the grit. Let's talk about using feedback constructively. It's like getting a map when you're lost. Sure, it might point out that you're off course, but it also shows you how to get back on track. Here's a practical tip. When you get feedback, write it down. Look for common themes. Are multiple people pointing out the same thing? That's a sign. It's not about taking every piece of advice, but about finding the wisdom in the crowd. Now, here's the key part. Be open to evolving your topic based on this feedback. It's like being a captain of a ship. You've set your course, but sometimes the wind changes and you need to adjust your sails. It's not about abandoning your journey. It's about navigating it wisely. Remember, feedback isn't about criticism. It's about growth. It's there to sharpen your focus, to refine your ideas into something stronger. So listen with an open mind, take notes, reflect, and then use that feedback to make your research even better. In this process, it's crucial to stay motivated and encouraged. every piece of feedback is a step closer to a more refined, impactful research topic. It's a journey, and like all journeys, it's about learning and growing along the way. So, gather your team, listen to their advice, and be ready to make those small but powerful tweaks to your topic. With each piece of feedback, you're not just refining your topic, you're honing your skills as a researcher. Let's embrace this part of the journey with enthusiasm and an open mind. We're now venturing into segment 5, finalizing and committing to your topic. So, you've refined your topic, gathered feedback, and now it's time to finalize it. Think of this as planting your flag on the mountaintop. This is where you say, "This is my research area, and I'm all in." First, let's ensure clarity. Your topic should be like a clear morning sky, free of clouds of ambiguity. Can you explain it simply? If you can tell a friend about your topic and they get it, you're on the right track. Next, scope. Your topic should be like a well-sized backpack for a hike, big enough to hold what you need, but not so big that it weighs you down. Make sure your topic is broad enough to explore, but narrow enough to handle. Then feasibility. This is like checking the weather before your hike. Can you realistically complete this research? Do you have the resources and time? If yes, you're good to go. Now the big part, commitment. Committing to your topic is like setting sail. Once you're out at sea, you can't keep changing directions. Your topic needs your dedication. It's going to be your companion for a long while, so make sure it's a topic you can stick with. Here's some motivational advice. Staying focused and overcoming challenges is part of the journey. It's like climbing a mountain. There will be steep paths and maybe some bad weather, but remember why you started this climb. Keep your eye on the summit. That's your dissertation, complete and making a difference in the world. Be like a marathon runner. Pace yourself, stay hydrated with knowledge, and keep your eyes on the finish line. And when the going gets tough, remember, every step forward is a step closer to your goal. In this final phase, your passion, dedication, and hard work come together. You've refined, received feedback, and now you're committing. It's a big step, but you're ready for it. Plant your flag, set your course, and let's get that dissertation done. And that brings us to the close of today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's quickly recap the key points we've covered in our journey today. We started with understanding the importance of refining your topic, moved on to the initial steps in refining, discussed crafting a specific and clear research question, highlighted the value of seeking feedback and validation, and finally, talked about finalizing and committing to your topic. I hope these strategies not only guide you, but also inspire you in your research journey. Remember, every big achievement starts with the decision to try. Keep pushing, keep refining, and most importantly, stay committed to your path. To close off, here's an inspirational thought. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing. Let these words fuel your journey towards academic success. And before we sign off, a special note for our listeners. If you're looking to get your dissertation approved swiftly and efficiently, I highly recommend checking out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this invaluable resource at writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for tuning into Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep striving, keep researching, and remember, your dissertation journey is not just a path to academic success, but a journey of personal growth and discovery. Stay curious, stay dedicated, and until next time, keep writing your story.